Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
Guys, so let's dig into the pit of defeat. Absolutely. How about we dig out of the pit of defeat and walk into complete victory? As we said on episode 1, 2, and 3, victory means to overcome despite the opposition. And that's exactly what we want to walk into. So let's first talk about the pit of defeat, or we can, you know, exchange that word for the perspective of defeat. So coming right out of the Victory Walk book, where I'm going to ask you a few questions and just see where you think you line up when it comes to defeat versus victory and your mindset. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a few questions and just see what you think here, okay? Do you feel defeated by your life, career, or family dynamics constantly? Do you have a list of regrets? Have you come to expect the worst? Do you live your life anticipating the next bad thing to happen? So if you answered yes to most of those questions, it is highly likely that you have come to expect defeat. You have come to expect that things are not going to quite work out for you. Therefore, you think and behave and speak in a manner that lines up to your expectation, because expectation is truly everything. So I just want to start off today with giving you guys a quick example. And I'm sure my son, if he ever hears this, he won't mind. But I have a child now he's in second grade now. But when he was in kindergarten, I started to notice that things weren't quite going right with his reading. And over time, his grades started to suffer. Well, being that I am a mother at that time of 5 children, I'll admit that I didn't always scour the backpack to see every single note or everything that could have fell to the bottom. But one day I decided to clean out the backpack. I figured maybe there was something in there that can give some solutions, because he was really struggling. Maybe a balled up teacher's note or something. But instead, I found a note from the eye doctor. Well, apparently, they had come through the school and given every child an eye exam. And unfortunately, my child had failed the eye exam, which was no one's fault but my own. But I had no idea that he had taken this test almost 3 weeks prior, and I had no idea that he had failed the eye exam. And so when we took him to the doctor, they said something really interesting. They said, your son has a situation happening in his eyes right now where he can see either the top line or the bottom line. So if there's a letter T, he cannot process both lines at the same time. He can either see the horizontal or the vertical. And of course, if you're trying to read, this is going to present a major issue. And so that's exactly what happened, because at that point he wasn't able to read because he couldn't process the material being presented to him. And so his perspective was altered. The way you would read the word the, he couldn't hardly read the word the because he couldn't see the T. And so perspective is everything. So when we went to the doctor, they would end up giving him a new pair of glasses. And those glasses allow him to process both parts of the letter T or A or B or whatever he was trying to process. He was able to see more clearly. So the words on the book never changed. The only thing that changed was his perspective. And so in the same manner, we have been given a love letter, really, but a book called the Bible. And depending on our perspective or our lenses, that's going to affect the way we process what we read. Even the way we deal with people, if we're used to disappointments, we're going to process them through a lens that has been defective. And so what I want to challenge you today is to trade in your lens, trade in your perspective, trade in the way that you've seen things in the past, and let's start filtering things through a new pair of glasses and a glasses that say victory on the top or on the front of them. And what happens when we start to perceive life in this new manner is we're able to walk in a different kind of boldness and awareness when we face trials, because we know that we're gonna come out on the winning side. And so another way to think of this as a pit is to think about Joseph in the Bible. For those who know the story of Joseph, Joseph was one of the younger brothers in his home, and he had a dream. And when he presented his dream to his brothers, they were not happy, and they came up with a plot to kill him. But fortunately, he was not murdered. Instead, they stuck him in a pit. And when he was in that pit, I'm sure he was thinking, what have I done now? How did I allow my big fat mouth to get me in trouble? How will I ever come up out of this situation? And if you imagine yourself in a physical pit, like if you were literally put in a pit, you would be able to hear all of life going on around you. And it would be really frustrating knowing that there was nothing you can do to dig yourself out of the pit. Well, the great news is that even if you found yourself in those places where you feel stuck, where you see everyone else happening to go through their life and a place that's of happiness and of joy, and you can't figure out, how can I get out of my mess? I want to remind you that it's from the pit that we can take a perspective of looking straight up to the one who can dig us out of it, the only one, and that's to look straight to God and look to him as your source of refuge. For surely he is our source of refuge. When we get into these situations where we feel like we can't get out, we feel like, how am I going to make it to the next day? We feel like, God, I know what you've said to me, but it's just not quite looking like it's going to work out. That's exactly where Joseph found himself when he was in the pit. What if Joseph had chosen to change his perspective in that moment and looked up to God and said, God, I need you. I know what you've said over my life. I know what you've declared. I know that you desire for me to be the head and not the tail. I know that you desire for me to rule and reign in every situation that I'm going through. Though I'm in a pit now, I shall not stay in a pit, because you have great plans for my life. And so that is exactly where we land ourselves today. How can we go from this attitude of, woe is me, I'm in the pit, I'm hopeless, I'm helpless, to thank you, God, that even though I'm here now, I know that I don't have to stay here. I know that you have great plans for me. I know that with you, all things are possible. I know that you are the great physician. I know that you are a way maker. I know that in you, I find everything I need. And if we can stand on those things instead of the situation, because here's the thing, as long as there's an enemy, there's always going to be a situation. He's always going to throw things at us to try to trip us up, frustrate us, and deny us of who God has called us to be. If he didn't do that, he wouldn't be the enemy. He would be our friend. And we know that he's not our friend. In fact, he is a liar and he hates you. I'm sorry to break the news. The devil really hates your guts. But the great news is God loves you. God has a great plan. And he has a plan for you to come out of the situation and to be on top of the situation. I love Matthew 11:28. It says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. God will give you rest. God will give you peace. Even if you are in the place, listen, there's been times in my life where I was in the worst possible situation. I didn't know how God was going to get me through this thing. When my daughter started to have seizures, God, how can you get me through this? How can you bring peace when I am so afraid. When I was in a situation where I felt like my marriage was failing, God, how can you work this out for your good when, or my good, I should say, when I see that all the stuff around me is absolutely falling apart? I am in a pit. Father, I need you. And that's what needs to happen. When we find ourselves in those pits, in those situations where we just don't know how we're going to make it, we need to look up to heavens and say, God, I need you. I need your guidance. I need your wisdom. I need your mercy. I need your grace to take me from where I am and help me get to where I'm going. And help me to not be affected by what I see around me, but help my moves, help my heart condition, help my thoughts, help my speech line up to your will and your way and your mercy and everything that you have spoken over my life. Father, I thank you that this pit is not my ending. Father God, I thank you that this is a new beginning for my life. That is a perspective of victory. Same pit, but different perspective. Just like with my son, the words on the book never changed. The only thing that changed was his perspective. His ability to read it is what changed. And therefore, he was able to go into the next situation and the next book with his new glasses, with full confidence that I can read, I can process everything that is presented before me in a new light and a new joy, because I know that God has given me the ability to see. And so my prayer for you today is that you will have the ability to see. You will have the ability to hear beyond what you can see in front of you and beyond what you can hear with your natural ear. Have the ability to see with the Spirit of God. God, what are you saying? What are you doing? Even in the midst where it feels like I can't get past this situation, this is going to be the end of me. God, how can I see it the way you see it? How can I move the way you move? How can I structure my mind to where every thought of the enemy that comes to try to trip me up, I can step over it, knowing that you have great, good plans for my life? That, my friends, is a perspective of victory. That though we may be physically in a difficult place, we can look forward to knowing that God is going to bring us out, and it's going to be so, so, so good, because the story of Joseph does not end in the pit. It ends in such a great place where he's able to even look back on those who have forsaken him and even forgive them and even be able to bless an entire nation simply because he chose to not stay in the pit, but he made a decision that he would move past where situations had put him and that he would walk into the fullness of his calling in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in to Victory Talk with Victoria. We pray this episode inspired you to win. For more on how you can live in complete victory, head to www.victoryspeaks.org and subscribe. You can also grab the new book, A Victory Walk, a 21-day devotional on victorious living on Amazon.com. May you walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.